Welcome to the ISSA blog. For more fitness-related content, be sure to visit issaonline.com/blog, where we publish articles daily.
8 tips on how to write a trainer bio that brings in clients. Your personal trainer bio page is a representation of you and your fitness brand. It provides a space for clients to find out more about you and the services you offer. But here's the interesting part. The focus of the bio page has very little to do with you as a fitness instructor. The bio page is all about your ideal personal training customer. The whole point of the personal trainer bio page is to help clients decide if what you have to offer meets what they're looking for. They don't necessarily just want to read about you. They want to see if you can help them. So the bio page is actually more of an influential spot that allows you to connect your fitness skills and services to the needs of your customers. Here, we'll unravel 8 tips that help you do just that. 8 tips on how to write a personal training bio. Follow along as we explore the important elements of a personal trainer bio page that can help you bring in more personal training clients and more revenue. Number 1, know your customer. Like we mentioned, your personal training bio page is the perfect opportunity to connect with future clients and show them what you can do for them. However, to be able to speak to and connect with your ideal customers, you need to define and understand who they are. How old are they? Where do they live if this applies? What are their challenges and concerns? What are their nutritional habits, daily exercise routines, and what's their fitness level? What are their fitness goals, like strength training, weight loss, or corrective exercise, for example? Knowing your customer is essential to creating your bio page. Once you have a good understanding of who they are, you can start building your bio page to reach them. Number 2, keep it simple. The simplicity of the bio page is important in both look and language. The first glimpse of your bio page should be crisp and organized without an overwhelming amount of content. So you'll want to communicate in a concise and orderly fashion. However, it's also essential to simplify the way you speak to your future clients. It's likely that many of your fitness clients will not have a strong education in exercise science, sports medicine, or other fitness-related degrees. So when you speak to them, it's important to communicate in a way that they understand. Even simple things like acronyms like ISSA, CPT can be confusing unless you communicate CPT means Certified Personal Trainer. If you're not certified yet and you love helping others challenge their bodies and mind, check out the ISSA Personal Training course. Get certified from the comfort of your own home. Number 3, present yourself. The focus of your personal training bio page is on the customer. Your bio page is where you get to share you and the value you can provide to clients as a fitness instructor. You want to communicate how what you have to offer is needed to reach their fitness goals. Things you'll want to consider include your name, your education and certifications, your experience, the services offered, your contact information, your location if it's appropriate, and your niche or specialization. You may also want to include your elevator pitch or your 1-2 sentence description of exactly what you do in the fitness industry. Here's an example of what that might look like for a fitness professional with a yoga niche. I use yoga postures to help new moms lose their pregnancy weight and improve their body confidence. Number 4, authenticity. Customers buy from people they like. People are more likable when they're relatable. So be yourself and be real. Although it's important to remain professional, make sure future clients get to see a little bit of you and your awesome personality and let it shine through on your bio page. Consider including a fun fact or story about your own fitness journey. Number 5, be different. There are numerous personal trainers on the internet, and many have awesome bio pages, just like you. What makes you different? How do you stand out from the next fitness trainer? It's important to communicate why you're unique and that you're the only one that can help your ideal client reach their training, nutrition, and wellness goals. Number 6, professionalism. The bio page is often the first impression clients will get of you and your personal training business. It should be clean, simple, and professional. It's important to ensure that you proofread and edit your content on the page to catch any spelling mistakes, punctuation errors, or excessive content before the bio page goes live. Number 7, call to action, or CTA. A CTA in your bio page is a must. It guides your customers to the next logical step in the process with you. So they've read your bio, they've decided they want to purchase training sessions from you, now what do? Do they sign up on the website, submit their email, call to set up an appointment, or do they need to fill out a form? Having a concise and direct CTA tells your future client exactly what they should do to get the next step going. Number 8, include a picture. Consider including a picture of yourself on your bio page. Customers like to put a face with a name. It can help create a connection. Make sure you choose a photo that's professional and taken with proper lighting. And take the time to properly position and size the photo on your page. Although these tips are important, ultimately the keys to a personal trainer bio are targeting your customer, connecting what you offer to what they're looking for, and helping them understand what to do next to start a personal training program with you. If you can master that, you'll be in a great position to start bringing in more personal training clients. Are you trying to reach more clients? Get online. Start up with the ISSA's online coach certification to start your online coaching business. In this course, you can pick and choose what you need to learn about when it comes to running an online and virtual coaching business.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this content, feel free to check out our other fitness-related articles at issaonline.com/blog.